Graham, it's one of the oldest footballing cliches that it's a game of two halves, but that one certainly was.
Yeah. There's a little bit of reasons, obviously, for that, but it was. Really, I'm proud of my team today because they came here and first half played ever so well and scored two goals, were leading deservedly, and then the momentum shifted in the second half.
Through the first half, you knocked the ball around well, got an ideal start, an early goal, and then an own goal to give you a two-goal cushion, and really didn't look in any trouble at all in that first 45 minutes.
Well, we weren't. That's why it was. We've come to a massive club and very good team, and like you say, we've not looked in trouble, and then the momentum shifted, and I know why it shifted, and it's disappointing.
Are you disappointed with the way the goals came? Obviously, the manner in which they came, long balls into the box and headers and knockdowns for strikes.
Well, you know, you'll get that at all levels of football, but they brought on Kem Davies, obviously, and you have to use him for what he's been very good at for years. But there was a momentum shift because of other things, because of decisions and free kicks, and Josh Morris is skied down at 2-0 and play on and little things like that. Kevin Davies is winning free kicks. Jamie Proctor's getting penalised for free kicks. It's a tale of two ends. And we've got four bookings today, none for Preston. It's the same old story for us away from home. But I've said to the lads in there that we've shown today we can go toe-to-toe with the top teams in this division. What we need is to improve a little bit of our defending side. We come up against Joe Garner, who's exceptional striker, but it's hard when you feel aggrieved at things that are going on in the game. I've been there as a player myself, and what we have to try and do, if we can as professionals, is not let things that are out of our control affect us, and I think a little bit of that happened to them.
And they've had a run of away games where you've lost but performed particularly well, and this one would go down as another in the long chain of events in that respect.
Yeah, well, the thing is, we don't know how to control some things that are out of our control. We can't do that. We can't influence it. So what we have to do is keep fighting and keep playing like we did today, at least, especially for the first hour. And if momentum swung for the home team, as it has been in other games, we have to combat that and learn the professional side of the game because I think that's undone us today.
You've hinted at the fact that you picked up a few cheap bookings today, two of them for players arguing between themselves.
It's just ridiculous, isn't it? Well, it builds up from frustration. It's a frustration because you can see it. We're 2-0 and we're comfortable. Things start going against us that are not under our control. And it's frustration, it boils over. And if it was just down to us, there'd be a lot of lads just be there because we got such an honest group of players. And they would be saying, I made a mistake there, I miss it. But it's outside influence. For me, it's not, don't get me wrong, it wasn't the be all and end all the result because Preston are a very good team. And they brought Kevin Davies on, and they've got probably the best striker in the division in Joe Garner. So, there's a lot to contend with. We're not getting away from that fact. But when I look back on that, there was a lot went against our team, especially in the second half, and it's disappointing.
Two positive things to finish on. Firstly, almost 1,500 followers come down from the foul course. It's not a long journey, but given where this club's come from, in the time that it's come from there, that's a fantastic statistic in its own right.
Superb, yeah. They were fantastic. We'd love to have that following week in, week out, because the boys put everything into the game and today, the Fleetwood fans have come here to a giant of a club in League One, and they've seen their team perform really well and fight for their club, and that's the most the players can do for their fans. We're just disappointed that we didn't get something from the game, which I thought over the 90 minutes we deserved.
And finally, even though you are the Fleetwood Town manager now, did it bring a lump to your throat, the reception that you got when you walked down to the dugout today?
Yeah, it's hard for me to talk about it because I've got such a great relationship with people at this club and the club in general, and but when I'm coming up to compete against them, it's hard for me to talk in that sort of terms. And it's hard now in a way because, you know, my first thought is for Fleetwood and my team and my players. But I know the relationship I've got here and the reaction I get from the supporters. And I get it, you know, whenever I bump into them every day. Like, it makes my time here even more special whenever I come back as an opponent. That they still give me a great reception, and it's something that I hold dearly and I respect so much.